Hello everyone and welcome to the EPH Full Year 2023 Results Conference Call. My name is Emily and I'll be moderating your call today. After the presentation, there will be the opportunity for you to ask any questions, which you can do so either by pressing star followed by the number one on your telephone keypads, or if you are streaming today's call online, you can type your questions into the Q&A chat box. I'll now turn the call over to our host, Group CFO of EPH, Pavel Horsky, to begin. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everyone. My name is Pavel Horsky. I'm Group CFO and member of the board of EPH. Welcome to 2023 EPH result conference call. I would like to introduce first my colleagues in the room, which will be helping me with the presentation. Gary Mazzotti, who is Vice Chairman of the Board of Directors of EPH Infrastructure, EP Infrastructure and CEO of the company of the group. Then we have Philip Bielak, who is member of the Board of Directors of EP Power Europe and CFO. And we have Director of Financing of Energetický and Průmyslový Holding, Peter Durick, here with me. If I think hopefully the presentation has been already downloaded to our web pages, so you can open them, and I will try to walk you through the whole presentation together with Gary, who will take part and will lead you with the ESG agenda, which is part of the presentation. So if we go to the page number five, to executive summary, clearly, Energetický and Průmyslový Holding EPH is a leading European utility which is diversified and vertically integrated, and two-thirds of EBITDA generated in 2023 were generated from assets in Western Europe. I think what is important, EPH consists of two major parts. One is infrastructure assets, which are a part of EP infrastructure segment of the group, and then the rest is in EP Power Europe, which is mainly flexible power generation. Flexible power generation is vital for accomplishing a transition in Europe from CO2 heavy assets to more cleaner assets. Because typically renewables are producing power only a certain number of hours per day, and for the rest of the day you need to have a flexible power generation to support the overall stability of the network. If you look at the major KPIs of the group for 2023, EBITDA 3.6 billion euro, free cash flow 1.7 billion euro, leverage 1.3 times, cash conversion ratio was 62%, where we are excluding development capex of the group. The total installed capacity in 2023 was 13.9, so almost 14 gigawatts, and the net power production was 36 terawatt hours. If you look at the results in perspective, in terms of EBITDA, I think in line with the overall increase of power prices year on year from 2002 to 2023, it's clear that also our EBITDA was somehow devoted to decline. But at the same time, if you look at our results, I think that the resilience of the business was just simply proven. We can discuss it later on. If you look at the overall leverage, it's almost the same as in 2022, so it just shows our very strict risk management within the group. And last but not least, CAPEX, it grew. The major reason is that we are undergoing major investments into new CCGTs, hydrogen CCGTs in Italy and in the UK. Otherwise, the maintenance CAPEX is almost at the same level. Page six. I think the first important point is security of supply, because if you look at the group, infrastructure assets are in principle consisting of distribution companies and of gas transmission companies and of gas storage. These assets are critical for security of supply, to end customers, and also critical for storage of gas and transmission of the gas through Europe. So this is one part of the group. And if you look at the flexible power generation, as I mentioned, this is absolutely critical to keep the to keep security of supply and mainly to enable the transition from to green future. So this is where we are focused on. In terms of flexible power generation, the major core of our business are CCGT and hydrogen ready CCGTs in a couple of countries in Western Europe, mainly in the UK, Italy, and Netherlands. The portfolio is then complemented also by coal flotilla, which is nevertheless will be closed very soon or has been already substantially decreased, and we will discuss it later. I think what is important is that we are a leader in energy transition in Europe. I think we are proud of really accomplishing the energy transition. So we are closing the assets, we are transforming the assets, and we are rebuilding assets, and we are building new capacities. So we are effectively decreasing CO2 emissions by replacing existing coal power plants, closing them, and replacing by new, more CO2-friendly assets. We are already, as I mentioned, we are building three new CCGTs, two in Italy, one in the UK. Total cost of these investments will be 1.1 billion euros, and the total installed capacity will be 2.4 gigawatt of new highly efficient hydrogen-ready CCGT capacities. In addition to it, we are also developing new power storage, so batteries in Western Europe, mainly in Italy, France, and the UK. The total capex is expected to be around 700 million euros, and total capacity installed will be roughly 600 megawatt of installed capacity. As we already indicated last year during the 2022 result call, we have substantially changed our strategy in terms of environmental and ESG agenda, and we have decided to include all transition assets, which in fact means mainly the German assets, which we have power generation assets, which we have in Germany, into separate company, which is called EP Energy Transition. The major reason is that we would love to accelerate the whole process of energy transition. So what we have done so far is that we have included a company called LEAG, which is ex-Vattenfall assets in Germany, into EP Energy Transition, and we plan to include into EP Energy Transition also assets which are in Mibrak Energy Group, and this will be done by 2025, by the end of 2025. The whole process is fully in line what we have promised last year and indicated. And even more, I think there are a lot of positive news in EP Energy Transitions, which is out of the scope of this presentation, but the group is advancing very quickly in terms of energy transition. Just one summary information what Energy Transition plans. It plans to build almost 8 gigs of renewable installed capacity, of new renewable installed capacity, and the overall investments which are planned to be almost 10 billion euro. I think we can go to the page 7. This is another view on EPH Group, who we are. So what we have is diversified portfolio of critical companies which are providing critical services to in energy segment, so flexible power generation, gas storage, distribution, namely gas, electricity, and heat. What we are also, we are a European frontrunner in the transition to hydrogen future. As I mentioned, we are transitioning, we are closing assets, we are building new one, and we are trying also to support the green future of Europe by providing flexible power generation I think for in 2022, also in 2023, what was very important for the group was strong risk management and also very experienced management, which also helped a lot to navigate us through very difficult years, 2020 and 2022. In general, we are a risk-averse company, which can be clearly also demonstrated by investment-grade ratings, which we have obtained in 2023. Last but not least, as I mentioned, investment-grade rating and also our strong devotion to ESG agenda is evidenced by a strong ESG rating, which we have received from various rating counterparties. If we go to the page, hopefully nine, I think the only there is more granular look on the whole group. So if you look at a little bit more into the group, we are in fact split into six segments: flexible power generation, EP Power Europe renewables, gas transmission, gas and power distribution, gas storage and heat infrastructure, which provides a lot of diversity to the group, not only a business diversity, but also regional diversity, which is a big advantage compared to other utilities in Europe. And we can also demonstrate there are some elements of negative correlation within the group, which truly helped us during the last couple of years, and which we were able to take advantage from. In numbers, we are simply large in scale. Total assets under management almost 29 billion euro. Total produced power 36 terawatt hours. Installed capacity 14 gigawatt hours. We are one of the largest, largest in the region. We are having the largest storage capacities in the region, almost 65 terawatt hours of gas storage capacities. If we look at the distribution businesses, this is clearly a dominant player always in the area where they operate, which is mainly Slovakia in case of gas and power. In case of heat, these are cities in the Czech Republic. And in terms of employees, this is 11,000 people which we are employing, which put a lot of responsibility on us. And also the social agenda is one of the major points and on the agenda when we are discussing transition. As I said, strong contributor to Europe's energy transition. EPH has committed to divest most of the coal assets, or to close most of the coal assets by end of 2025. We will discuss later. And we are also accomplishing or going under very huge investment in the Czech Republic, where we are changing coal fired power plants and heat power plants to gas, electric, and waste energy from waste and biomass assets. This investment is almost a billion euro, and it should be accomplished by roughly 2028/2029, and by the time we will become a company which is zero coal company and group. So this is a commitment from our side which we are working heavily on and which we would love to deliver on. As I mentioned, we are building also 2.4 gigawatt of new OCGT, CCGT capacities in Italy and in the UK. And key highlights, the last point is that I think what is important that we are having a very significant or leading market position in every and each market segment where we operate, which enables us to generate like additional profit or increase additional profitability of the group. Next page is 10. Structurally, the group EPH is divided into two subgroups or segments. One is EP Power Europe, and the other one is EP Infrastructure. These days, in terms of EBITDA generation, roughly two-thirds are in EP Power Europe, one-third in EP Infrastructure. I think in terms of, and we will discuss on the next page, the power generation and flexible generation should not be regarded as something which is purely merchant. I think we are very much focused on having a lot of more stable part in the power generation segment, but we will discuss it later. So I think overall EBITDA is 3.6, two-thirds in EP Power Europe, the rest in EPIF. From ownership perspective, one last point is that we as EPH own 69% and management control in EP Infrastructure. The rest is owned by Macquarie Life Investors. We can go to page 11. This is more insight into EP Power Europe. As I mentioned, the core business of EP Power Europe is flexible, mainly gas power generation. Flexible gas power generation is having absolutely interesting advantages compared to other power generation capacities. First, we are flexible, so you can take advantage of intraday volatility, which is bringing additional profitability for us. If you are flexible and if you look at the whole power mix of Europe, you will end up having in fact, nuclear power generation capacities and gas power generation capacities. Nukes are not flexible at all. So the only available flexible power generation capacities are gas. And to be able to balance, let's say, unpredictable diagram generated by renewables, you have to have flexible generation in place. And gas for a certain period of time, and we acknowledge this is just transitional fuel, but it has to stay as a part of power generation mix to counterbalance renewables and to enable even further development of renewable capacities. So this is the core business we are doing, but this is not just the merchant power generation, because first we are providing ancillary businesses to the network, which is again very important to be able to keep the security and stability of the grid. And also we are having capacity contracts in terms of existing, mainly in the UK and in Italy. In case of existing capacities, it's a couple of years ahead where we are getting from the regulator fixed payments just to be available in the grid and to produce power when it is needed. In case of new builds, which I have mentioned, these are new contracts for 10 and 15 years. So it provides a great visibility for us as well as for you in terms of the profitability and cash flow generation of the group. The other part, a little bit smaller, in EP Power Europe is renewables. These are mainly biomass power plants. Again, it shows our devotion, but also our know-how in terms of programmable and flexible power generation. And this is precisely the area where we believe we are strong. So this is these are mainly power plants in the UK, France, and Italy. Altogether, they are having roughly, or they have 300 million of EBITDA in 2023. On page 12, I think for most of you, this is a very familiar page because it's EPIF, EP Infrastructure. Gary and Vasek, they had a call with 2023 results just recently. So I will just very briefly summarize what EPIF is. It is an infrastructure group having four segments. Gas transmission is Eustream in Slovakia. Last year, roughly 0.1 billion euro of EBITDA. This asset is critical for transmission in Europe. because Slovakia or EUstream is interconnected to all in all directions with Europe, so north, south, east, west. And also this is a critical and key supply of transmitter of gas into Slovakian region. So whatever happens in the future, the company has future. From EPH perspective, it's already relatively insignificant assets in terms of risk profile. It can be a little bit neglected, if you will. Gas storage, very important asset for Europe and for Central Europe. We are the largest, we are having the largest capacities in Central Europe. The importance of these assets are self-explanatory. EBITDA, 400 million, roughly 400 million euros last year. Gas power distributions, regulated business, standard European regulation, so not much to be said. Heat infra, it's partially regulated, the heat distribution part, and partially it's power generation. I think what is the most important is, as I mentioned, is the project of transition from coal to gas and other fuels, which is currently undergoing, and we hope that it will be finalized by 2028. So altogether 1.2 billion euro investment grade group, great management. So we are proud of having this group as a part of EPH. Next page. I think only one comment to this page, it's diversification. You can clearly see that we have business diversification, the regional diversification, which is uncomparable to other big utilities in Europe, which are mainly or predominantly based in one country. So they are exposed to one region, one regulation, one legal system. We are in this respect very much diversified, and we are taking advantage of this structure of the group. Next page, which is page 14. I think this is summary, nice summary of what has happened from the beginning of 2023. So in terms of hard coal-fired power plants, what we did, we have already closed Kilrute in Ireland. We have already closed hard coal in Germany, Merum. It was in March 2024. And based on the request of the French government and parliament, we have prolonged the lifetime of last hard coal power plant in Lahoušej until Q1 2025. But the question is, it is purely security of supply for France. Our estimate is that the production of this power plant will be relatively minor, so not major CO2 emissions out of it. We are very much advanced in new builds of CCGTs and of OCGT. So Kilrute is almost done, which is OCGT probably roughly 700 megawatt of installed capacity. We are almost there also with Stavastano CCGT, which is more than 800 megawatt of installed capacity. And we are nicely progressing in case of Ostelia, so it's another 800 of megawatt of installed capacity, which is planned to be open or finalized around the Q1 2025. EP Netherlands, this was the major acquisition last year. We have acquired four efficient, highly efficient power plants, CCGTs in Netherlands. And honestly, the performance of the last year was just great, so we are very happy with this acquisition. Disposals to EP Energy Transition, LEAG already fully disposed. So what is outstanding is Nibrak Energy Group, which we have committed to dispose by the end of 2025. Last but not least, Slovenské elektrárne. This is, we are having currently 1/3 in the company. The other shareholders are Enel and Slovak government, and we have also agreement with NL, or in other words, we have call option on the stake of NL. and our intention is to consolidate the company and to be a strategic majority shareholder of the company. So we are currently evaluating the call option, and as I said, the strategic intention is to become a majority shareholder in the company. The company is beautiful because it's in fact this is just green company having capacities in nukes, in hydro and renewables. The company closed already all coal power plants in December 2023 and March 2024. So also from ESG perspective, it's asset which is nicely fitting into EPH, and we believe that soon we'll be able to have the company in the EPH portfolio. Last but not least, the chart on the right side. This is where we plan to have our company in just 1.5 year from now. So we would like to substantially decrease the coal capacities in EPH. And we would like to substantially increase the emission-free capacities by acquisition of SE. And also we can clearly see that we are increasing our hydrogen-ready CCGT capacities from 9 to almost 12 gigawatt of installed capacity. So from the ESG perspective, we are doing a huge leap as a group. And again, it we believe that it clearly shows our commitment to ESG agenda and to future Green Europe. I think we can go to another page, which is page 15. We are very much mindful, and as I said, sorry, we are risk adverse group, and for us it's very important to have everywhere cushions or cushions, and you can clearly see it from the robust liquidity cushion which we kept at the end of 2023. It was almost 6 billion euros, out of which 3.5 billion was in cash and 2.4 billion was in undrawn credit lines. We are also very much committed to be an investment grade company, and we have committed ourselves to keep a very low leverage. So the overall leverage on proportion basis and economic leverage, net leverage, we have committed ourselves to be below 2.5 times EBITDA. Last but not least, also what differs us from others is the very high level of cash conversion ratio, which if you translate it into the leverage, and if you compare us to other utilities in Europe on cash flow basis, our leverage would be even lower compared to our peers. So which is also one important element which should be considered. 1.7 billion euro of free cash flow is just a result of higher taxation, which reflects a very strong 2022 year. On the next page, the most important information is obviously the sustainability profile, and I have to proudly say that we are just on the safe side, because if you look at it, 2024, 2025, we have no major refinancing to take place, because the bonds in 2024 and 2025 mainly are attributable to EPIF Group, and EPIF Group already reserve sufficient liquidity to fully repay these bonds. So from that perspective, I would say, I don't want to say no brainer, but at the same time, it's a very comfortable situation for us right now. I think we can go for following page, which is Gary's page. So if I may ask you.
Thank you, Pavel. I think most of this has actually been covered already by Pavel, but we'll go through it. EPH corporate strategy and EPH's ESG strategy is actually perfectly aligned. As Europe supported the build-out of renewable power in phase one, it was required to have baseload power. We now move to phase two of the energy transition, where to support renewable power Europe requires flexible power, which is where EPH is today, and eventually you'll need to get to a situation where renewable power is sourced and stored on a medium and long-term basis in a green gas solution, which ultimately will be hydrogen. And all assets of the group, whether in power generation or infrastructure, will be able to transit hydrogen, distribute hydrogen, store hydrogen, and indeed burn hydrogen in brand new hydrogen compliant OCGT and CCGT power stations. These are some key parts for you to consider. Installed capacity in coal has been substantially reduced to 1.4 gigawatts in 2025. We are committed both in EPIF and EPH to remove all coal by 2030. And in fact, we will just be running in EPH and EPIF must run or district heating facilities, which hopefully will be converted well before the 2030 date. We have real solutions for every asset that we own. There is a real solution for transition, which is already in place. And we've already proven to be one of the biggest transition energy groups in Europe. We continue to be that this year, and we will continue to be in the future. So already we have annual savings of 25 million tons of CO2 emissions since 2015. The majority of our coal assets, as I said, are operated under must run or similar regime, and we'll go through that on the following pages. And we now have large investments in carbon footprint reduction with three modern, efficient, hydrogen-ready CCGT and OCGT power units. Next page, please. Here we can show our achievements in 2023, and these are pretty impressive. I won't read them out for you, but the core ones there, 35% reduction in CO2 emissions is probably the headline number. And also our share, revenue share from coal was well under 10% in 2023. As regards to third party verification, EPH has an extremely good rating from Sustainalytics, 22.4, which puts us at medium risk, but more importantly, 25th position out of 104 peer group companies. EP Infrastructure has an even lower rating, which is 19.8. And we're also one of the first groups in Central Eastern Europe to receive an ESG rating from Standard & Poor's. Next page. Here we highlight really the specific questions you may have on coal. These can effectively be grouped into three main parts. Firstly, the coal assets that were effectively reopened in 2022. Two of those plants, as Powell said, Mareham and Kilroot, have now been closed. Emel Huchet in France will be closed by first quarter of 2025. So if you like, that section one, plants that were closed, that were reopened in the energy crisis and are now closed again. Section two is what we would term as German assets, and Powell went through this. We will place the German coal assets into EP Energy Transition, a sister company of EPH, where we will build out a significant 7 gigawatts plus of renewable power as we transition, we cultivate and build a renewable footprint on our German coal investments. And the final section is what we describe as indispensable or must run, and these are divided into two. The first is Fumasanto. This is the only power station on the island of Sardinia. It will be closed when the Italian government has an alternative energy policy for the island. And the last one is the three major district heating plants we have in the Czech Republic, which will be converted to a combination of biomass, waste to heat, and gas in the years 26, 27, and 28. Next page. Here we look at our CapEx, and as you can see, our maintenance CapEx the last 2 years has run around 370, 380 million euros. Our development CapEx, clearly identified as renewables, infrastructure build-out, and predominantly new OCGT, CCGT power stations. Of the CapEx, 79% of our CapEx in 2022 was EU taxonomy eligible, and in fact in 2023, 70% was EU taxonomy eligible. Clearly maintenance CapEx is on the older plants, but as we've already identified, those older plants are going indeed to close down. And I think we have one final page on here. So here are some real positive examples, not just talking the talk, it's actually walking the walk. Kilroot was a coal plant, it was closed, it was reopened during the energy crisis, it's been closed again, and here real transition has taken place. OCGT project, 700 megawatts with a capacity agreement for 10 years, which is already actually connected to the group, I think, Philip, and will be operational hopefully towards the end of 2024. Tavazzano, Arcea in Italy, CCGTs, again, 15-year capacity agreements, significant reductions in CO2 inputs, and places us firmly in Italy as the provider of flexible power. We also are repowering our wind parks in France, and we have a large battery storage facility already up and running, a project already up and running in France. So I think that is ESG, in which case we'll pass that to Pavel to sum up. Pavel.
Thank you, Gary. I think EPH, very brief summary, EPH is large-scale group which is having diversified and negatively correlated businesses, which is managed by risk adverse management, having low leverage and very high level of liquidity, which is doing also a lot for decarbonization and transition energy transition. The group is having investment grade ratings which are both stable. The group was also received favorable ratings in ESG area, and 2023 was for us a successful year. Obviously, the EV was a bit lower compared to previous year, but it was the reason was just a decrease of overall power prices in Europe, but otherwise, if you look at the leverage, if you look at the free cash flow generation, etc., this is simply a strong group in our view. So this is what we want to pass as a message to you. And now I'm very happy to answer any of your questions.